All right, we're back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein. I was talking to Richard in Alabama. One thing real quick, though, I want to say is that regardless, for evil men to succeed, all that is required is for good men, and I would add in women, to do nothing. And it doesn't matter race, creed, sex, gender, whatever, socioeconomic background, rich or poor, educated or not, you know, scared, out of your mind, afraid, or, you know, you don't care and you're not going to stand for this. At some point, just like in Germany, it was all those good Germans who, you know, even though there were literally, and this is not, you know, fabrication, it's not an exaggeration, this happens in every single war, prison and labor camps and death camps, there were towns that were down from many of the labor and, you know, what eventually ended up being death camps because they worked people to death, starved them. There was Christians, there was Catholics, there was Jews, there was gypsies, there was gays, there was political dissidents that came from all stripes that were put in. Anyone who opposed the military industrial complex, and that is much of what, you know, is behind much of this, they're using the military. And this is what, you know, you look at Goebbels and all the others from Nazi Germany. They're using this knowledge that they gain in war to make it to where there is no real, quote-unquote, war, that war is perpetual, and that it is, you know, almost like in, I hate to use the Matrix as an example, but to where it's shrouded in everyday life, to where you can come under attack even from the military industrial complex and people would not know and would not recognize it for what it is. You know, like having the Coast Guard and Homeland Security going after our own people here in the United States and using quote unquote defense dollars and the authority of being a quote unquote branch of military for defense to attack our own people, just like they did to union leaders and others, patriots and more. This is about living in a system of kingdoms with royal families, whatever the race or ethnicity, whether they be German or Jewish or anything else, or some combination thereof, which is most of the royal families. They're a little bit of everything because they've intermarried amongst the royal families from all of the different tribes or kingdoms around the world, and they wish to, by their bloodlines, be in charge, you know, like the Habsburgs and the Windsors. And, you know, the Windsors used to be Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. They changed their name in 1917. Let me go back. We're going to get another break here real quick, but Richard, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
The point real quick that I tried to make with Bill is that it's not one group, it's not one race, it's not one ethnicity, because whether it's people just standing by and doing nothing or actively or passively participating in what is going on, it doesn't matter who's in charge of it, who's carrying it on, whether it be the quote-unquote bankers or the military-industrial complex or these corporatist families. You know, there's a lot of blame and finger pointing to go on around, and you can't really just say, no, it's just these people over here.
Well, let's not forget the Rothschilds now. I think
But I point to them all the time. Hold on one sec real quick. This break hits us real quick, and then we'll have a longer segment. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein.
Beep. Plastic Surgery Center. Can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having 8 spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host of Tony Eric Schein. And, no, I've seen how, you know, forget about like even 9/11, Kennedy assassination. I've seen firsthand how administrative proceedings, investigations can be so corrupted. And even on simple matters, we're not even talking about something more, you know, the more important the issue, like, you know, the assassination of John F. Kennedy or Robert Kennedy, or you can go down the whole, you know, list, King and others. The more important and the more far-reaching the effects, I guess, the more you can have the process corrupted. You know, like even Harlan Specter, the magic bullet man, Senator Specter, and others, and how they played into all this. I've seen, I mean, think about what I've been involved in, where a branch of military that I'm not in, the Coast Guard, filed a civil complaint against me as an alleged civilian, prosecuted me within a military tribunal, pulled me out of civil court to step on and quash those civil complaints, and has turned itself from a civil service agency into a special branch of military that has crossed the Rubicon, which is a river in northern Italy, and I'm speaking proverbially, and is now operating within civilian jurisdictions as a branch of military and making law for civilians. You don't need to start talking about conspiracies or anything else. All you need to do is look at the Coast Guard's Wikipedia page and see what they are saying that they can now do as this quote-unquote special branch of military that comes under Title 10, the UCMJ, which is supposed to be controlled by the Pentagon and DOD, that is military law, but that they've changed military law themselves to where a cadet, happens to be black, of course, Webster Smith, a Coast Guard Academy cadet, has been prosecuted under military law, under the UCMJ, as if he were on Title 10 orders, executive orders from the executive branch, for the military, not for the Coast Guard, as if he were in the military while he were a student at the Coast Guard Academy. And the Coast Guard Academy is not a military academy. It's not supposed to be under the UCMJ. None of the academies are supposed to be under the UCMJ or Title 10. Their students are officers, officer candidates. They're officers in training. They're more civilian than they are military until they are either commissioned or if they get start the first day of their third year, they could be required if they quit before graduation and don't graduate, they could be required to repay the federal government by serving a couple years as enlisted personnel in one of the branches of the military. It's one of the requirements for all the academies. But then they would be placed on orders. When you're at the academy, you are not, quote-unquote, on orders. The only academy that this happens is my own, Kings Point. We're the only academy that carries a battle standard because we're the only academy that has had midshipmen that have actually served in theaters of war, during war. Naval Academy hasn't, West Point hasn't. You know, Coast Guard is a federal maritime police academy. It's not a military academy. And they've bastardized this whole thing and corrupted it. And they're trying to move military authorities into civilian jurisdictions. Let me go back to Richard in Alabama, though, real quick. Richard, you there?
Yeah. Hi, Eric. One other thing I wanted to ask you is, I just picked up this really interesting book, and it's hard for me to read. Most of the time I fall asleep, but this book is really interesting, and it's called Dr. Mary's Monkey, and it's how the unsolved murder of a doctor, a secret laboratory in New Orleans, and cancer-causing monkey viruses are linked to Lee Harvey Oswald, the JFK assassination, and emerging global epidemics. By Edward T. Haslam, and it's forwarded by Jim Mars. But it talks about Operation Paperclip, which being here in Huntsville, I heard about Paperclip, and I'm starting to find out a lot about it, and I think it is tied to the Odessa files, actually.
Right, but then you start getting into the CIA, the OSS, MI5, MI6, KGB, all the secret intel services, and that's the problem. Is like the CIA, and this was an issue under Carter. Carter booted 1,000 intel officers when he was president. What happened though was all those intel officers went into the private employment of George Herbert Walker Bush. So you know we're taking all of these public assets where our intel services are supposed to gather intelligence, gather actionable intelligence, and that's it. They're not supposed to be carrying on covert. They're not supposed to be overthrowing governments. They're not supposed to be, you know, overthrowing corporations. You know, even having all these front companies that they have is a problem because what they end up doing is, you know, it gets to the point of conflict of interest. They start these front companies, and then they go, what do we do with them? And they basically end up, you know, privatizing these front companies that were started by an intel service, you know, like the one that Valerie Plante was working for. The main issue in all of this, and this is what I ask people to step back and focus on, it's not about Jews, it's not about Catholics, it's not about Christians, it's not about Germans. It is about all those things to an extent. When you look at the difference between kingdoms on this earth You know, those who believe that we should have a self-appointed group of royal families that through divine right, because their families beat up other people back in the day and killed them, and they had the ability to gather the most arms and to take over other nations through force of arms, that they should somehow lord themselves over and rule the world rather than have a populist form of self-governance to where we elect and have some form of a meritocracy to where you, by your merits and what you do, and, you know, to a large extent what you say as well, you are afforded the opportunity to do basically anything that you want. Think about what's going on right now in America. Abraham Lincoln declared bankruptcy 3 times. He got a fresh start 3 times. He was able to become president. We have people now here in the United States who cannot get a fresh start, who cannot and might be able to aspire to even the highest office here in the United States of, you know, public service, or one of the higher offices, you know, because you could debate over Congress being higher than the president, or, you know, senators and congressmen, two different branches of government. But let me go back to Richard real quick.
Yeah, Eric. And one other quick question I'd like for you, if you have the knowledge to touch on, is I heard that Rahm Emanuel
served in the Israeli military. He went back in the first Gulf War. And I mean, that's like somebody leaving our country, joining the French Foreign Legion, and then coming back and saying that they want to be vice president, president, chief of staff, you know, advisor to the president, which is like, you know, we don't know what your interests are. And just like what they attacked Ross Perot for, you know, first he wanted to run for president, then he changed his mind and said, no, I don't. Then he changed his mind and wanted to come back in. At some point, you know, we can't trust where your allegiances are, because they should be irrefutably with the United States. Period. And the American people.
Amen.
You know, and that should include Christians, Protestants, Jews, you know, Catholics, Irish, Portuguese, French. Doesn't matter if you're an American, because if you look at, and this is part of the problem, the Roman Republic was not all Italians. You had people from all the different civilizations around the world, including Germany. You remember, most before the Roman Empire fell, the Roman army was predominantly German. And when you start to look at, you know, what is the driving factor in all of this, it's wealth and wealth creation and having a good job. And so people are willing to do what they are told or asked to do just to protect their own little rice bowl, rather than standing on principles and saying, look, no, I'm not going to do that. All it takes is one person to stand up for the right thing, to really redirect. Like right now, what's going on with the Coast Guard, I understand that Admiral Baumgartner, which is German, or, you know, Dutch, whatever, but, you know, Dutch, all those are all part of what used to be Greater Germania. Greater Germania used to be, much like what the United States is now, a amalgamation of a bunch of different, we could call them city-states or states. Much like going back to the Roman Empire and the, you know, city-states in ancient Rome. All of these, Austria, Bavaria, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, all of these countries were part of Greater Germania. And if you look at what's going on, you know, even with like the Hadron Collider, and looking at movies like, I think it was Angels and Demons with from Dan Brown, they exposed the Hadron Collider in there. We lost ours. And who shut that down? It was Germans, George Bush, and people working for him. And now the only nuclear collider, Hadron Collider, is in Switzerland, which is pretty much part of Germany. You know, it's where they have all the Swiss banks and moved a lot of the money from the war profiteering from World War II and not just from Germany. Hold on, Richard. I want to get back to you after the break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. And again, the most common denominator in this is the split between a republic and a kingdom. And those who believe and or want to live in a kingdom, or believe that we should be living in a kingdom and that everybody else should be subjects to the royal families through divine right, and those who believe that we should live in republics where we are all sovereigns, we are all kings and queens to an extent. And I hate to even use that term, but we are all citizens in our own right, all equals in our own right, and that the great, equalizer is not money, because then that goes back to a feudal system and lords and kings and queens. It is the rule of law. And that's the difference between a kingdom and a republic. And right now, if you look at what's going on in the United States, we are much more back to, and just like what happened in Rome, Rome started out as, from the two brothers that founded Italian kingdom. It was founded as a kingdom, and then it, over time, the people turned it into a republic, and then over the course of centuries, it went back and forth between being more like a dictatorship, a kingdom, an empire, and then to a republic. To maintain a system of self-governance takes a lot of work, a lot of effort from a lot of people who see themselves as citizens in their own right and do not want to be subject to what these, self-appointed royal families wish to impose upon, regardless of where they came from, or what they claim their religion to be. Because you look at people like Sarah Heath Palin, she gets her, you know, name and fortunes and family from the Heath candy bar fortunes. And they made their fortunes in the middle of war. So that gives you war, military industrial complex. This goes back, you know, thousands of years. They were awarded a military federal contract to provide English toffee to the troops in the middle of World War II. That is where they made their name and fame. And the rest is history. These are people that use war to enrich themselves and steal from the public trust, from the commons. And they'll do it as much from a kingdom as they will do from a republic, but they would much rather convert a republic into a kingdom, because then they can privatize everything and put it in their own pocket. And this is not just one race or religion or people or ethnicity or people from a specific region. It is a lot of people, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, you know, English, German, Spanish, Italian, people who do not care about the rule of law, who do not care about their fellow men, who are more self-serving or will bend a knee and bow their head to some family or some name or some group so that they can protect their own rice bowl, because they don't have the independence of mind to be able to go out and earn a living for themselves or to educate themselves, and they are self-reliant upon someone else to feed them and house them. Let me go back to Richard real quick. Richard.
Yeah, Eric, and here's another thing. I searched a long time to try to find out about a speech that JFK had given, and I finally found it on YouTube.
1963, the one on secret societies?
Exactly. My gosh. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Nails it right on the head, but, you know, for him to come out, because these people like to argue with themselves. And if you look at, and I believe that, you know, Kennedy may have really kind of, you know, fallen a little away from the tree. Joe Kennedy was smuggling DeWars whiskey into the United States from Canada as sponsored by the Queen and Royal Family of England. You know, his ties to Roosevelt and others and other royal families, you know, Ted Kennedy was just knighted by the Queen. And for all his efforts and all the laws that have been passed and, you know, great clap to him. But at some point, when you really start looking into these people, you really have to question who are they working for.
Well, when you watch the movie called The Watchmen, it just came out about, I don't know, 6-8 months ago. But my interpretation after I watched it, and it was interesting movie, but what I got out of that is basically extended world order, or we will, as Albert Pike, the head of the Freemasons back in the 1800s, said that we will allow for World War III proceed, and the United States Republic will be removed. It's the Constitution that stands in the way of Henry Kissinger's and the Rockefellers.
You there? Well, we lost Richard in Alabama. Richard, you can call back. We're going to hit a break here, but let me go ahead and bring in Mike in from Ohio real quick.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. We're going to hit a break here, but go ahead and throw in when you hear the music come up. Let me jump in and I'll... And then okay. I'll carry you over into the next segment.
Well, Eric, I'm a Vietnam vet in the Marine Corps, and I never heard of any such... All right.
You hear the music. Sorry. Mike, hold, and we'll get right back to you after the break, okay? It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Shine. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we're back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host of Tim Eric Schein. And Mike in Ohio, you were saying you haven't heard anything, and you're also mentioning your Marine Corps.
Well, you know, I just mentioned I'm a Marine Corps veteran from Vietnam, and
thanks for your service.
Thank you for yours, and
thanks,
especially for the fact that this is the first time I heard your show tonight, and I've really been taken aback of it that you are, telling things spot on. You really caught my attention tonight, and you mentioned
people protecting their. In what way?
You're telling the way it is, the way I've seen it all my life. I mean, before I went to Vietnam, I believed everything that the government said.
Right, and that they wouldn't do you harm, and that they were there to help you, and,
Yes.
You were fighting a good cause for freedom, democracy.
Yes, hate the communists.
Yeah, self-governance.
Oh, yeah, and then when I come back from Vietnam, I find out they're nothing but, while I'm there, I find out they're nothing but liars.
Yeah, a bunch
they're
of
lying to the American public all the time.
Lying, conniving, stealing, cheating,
you got
controlling,
it.
Yeah.
But really, though, I mean, from comparing Vietnam and now, I was an engineer over there. And
what'd you work on?
Oh, I have equipment.
Landing craft or?
No, I was an operating engineer.
Ah, cool.
Worked all over the place. My job was basically getting dropped off on mountaintops, building the fire support bases, and And a helicopter dropped me off in a Case 450 and make them an artillery base and move on from there. The Northern I Corps area.
Nice. Yeah, no, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's like trying to build something as you're getting pot shots and whatever, having to defend yourself while you're trying to work. And were you operating heavy equipment like tractors and stuff? Or?
Yeah, the Case 450 and the Case 580, basically, because that's what they could helicopter transportable.
Right, right.
You know, and, well, some of the helicopters could only bring the dozer and have to bring the blade later, you know, second trip. But
And you're trained to an extent on military law, you know, UCMJ and more Title 10. And what they've done, and you know, maybe this will hit home for you, is in creation of the Department of Homeland Security, they have fractured military law. After World War II, we had, you know, converted Department of War into Department of Defense. And, you know, it was because of international conventions, we're not supposed to have wars of aggression. We're supposed to only have wars to defend our national borders, our people. And instead, what they've done, and, you know, Vietnam was part of this, it was breaching, taking the military across the civilian jurisdictions into civilian authorities and civilian responsibilities and overrunning them and placing civilians, whether they're our own or civilians from other countries, under military authority. And what they've done now with Homeland Security is the Coast Guard used to be a civil service branch or civil service agency, icebreaking, you know, search and rescue and more. Now they're saying that they're a branch of military, a special branch of military in Homeland Security that comes under Title 10, the UCMJ, but not under the Pentagon, not under the Secretary of Defense, but directly for the President. So now we have a Department of Defense, Homeland Security, and a Department of Offense, our old Department of Defense that is now once again a Department of War.
Yeah. I've been hearing that phrase too much lately, that's directly for the President. Like
right.
His
well, even Colin Powell said that. Colin Powell said, I work for at the pleasure of the, or at the leisure of the President. No.
Work you know, for the leisure of the people.
Exactly. And the Constitution and rule of law.
Exactly.
And that goes back to, I'm sorry, and even Obama has fallen into this because look at, you know, people are being attacked right now because they're bringing up the number of czars that Obama has, and they're saying, well, you didn't complain when Bush was doing it. What kind of a defense is that? It doesn't matter. Now that Republicans are actually waking up, too, because they're out of power and Democrats are doing what Bush was doing and they're appointing all these quote-unquote czars. Czar means king. Czar means king.
I know. That was, you know, it's caught my attention, you know.
Well,
I mean,
and
all
I
these
asked
you, these terms that I'm hearing, you know.
Mike, do you read a lot?
Yes.
Get Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles. It will blow your mind. I always bring this up on the show. I haven't read it in a while, but I want to read this for you because it goes into exactly what they're saying. And Philip Bobbitt was director of intelligence for the CIA. He lives in Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C., and London. He's done all kinds of other stuff. And he's just recently written a book on terrorism, of course. But he's basically saying that we're going to convert our country from its past or present constitutional order into a new constitutional order. Listen to this real quick. This is just a paragraph from part 3 in his book, and I'm asking you to get this book and read it. It's called The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History by Philip Bobbitt. It's B-O-B-B-I-T-T. The Historic Consequences of the Long War. Thesis, and this isn't a thesis, this is what he is advocating for, and you know, people of his ilk. Thesis: the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the long war. The end of the long war has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. This new form is the market state. Whereas the nation state, with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and social security policies promised to guarantee the welfare of the nation, the market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities. And listen to this, and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. The United States, as a principal innovator in the development of the market state, must fashion its strategic policies with this fundamental constitutional change in mind. Think
sounds
about
like
that.
Fascism, corporatism to me.
Exactly, exactly. You're right on the money. And that's exactly, and what they're doing, they're coming out with Glenn Beck and all these other people and O'Reilly and Hannity, and they're trying to cover up fascism and all these words because, you know, national socialism, fascism, corporatism, socialism, even capitalism, they're all collectivism. They're all trying to herd people into a large herd so that many or as many of them can be fleeced as possible. The larger the herd, the more that they can fleece from each individual. And that's exactly what King George III did to the American people that caused a revolution and a war of independence and to for us to change our form of governance to a system of self-governance and form a constitutional republic and to change it from a constitutional monarchy to where the colonies were nothing but corporate states. And they've tried to take us back full circle. And I'm telling people this is coming from the United Kingdom, England, Britain, and Germany, who have worked together not only to form the European Union, but they want to place us under their thumb and to resurrect the concept of a system of worldwide United Kingdoms.
Well, I never figured it that way, but like right now over in Iraq, I had never in my life heard of a no-bid government contract where they can charge as much for whatever. I mean, they got guys over there that they brand new decked out pickup trucks to drive a half a block.
Right, and if they run out of gas, they move on. They go get another.
Right, if something breaks on it, they just leave it and go get it and order another one.
Yeah, well, they're also getting paid. Like one of the things was, and Bush covered this up, Halliburton or KBR put in for 14,000 meals that they didn't serve, and Bush stepped in and said, pay them, because war is crazy. They didn't serve them. They put in for 14,000 meals that they didn't serve. So they got paid for 14,000 meals that they didn't have any expenditures on, you know, and at some point it's like, wait, these guys are getting paid to do nothing. They're actually getting paid to repair roads that are getting blown up, supposedly. They're supposedly going in and repairing the road. There's no bills. There's no pictures. There's no video of the road ever being repaired or being worked on. It gets blown up by the military. They get paid again to fix it.
No inspectors?
No. Nope.
Document the job?
Nope.
One of the reasons I called was to ask you, how in the world can anybody go for a no-bid contract in their right mind?
No, the problem is war is not supposed to be a profitable enterprise. It is supposed to be a matter of defense, and it is supposed to be so compelling that everyone in the country will take up arms to defend the country because we are being invaded, we are being attacked, period. We're not supposed to be in all these wars, these wars of adventurism what did Iraq or Afghanistan have to do with 9/11? Nothing.
Nothing.
And here's a good point for you, because this kind of ties it all in. Okay, Saudi Arabia, 15 of the 19 terrorists were from Saudi Arabia, right?
And they're probably still alive, too.
Well, no, but 15 of the 19 terrorists actually passed through Saudi Arabia. How come we didn't attack Saudi Arabia? Well, Bush was holding hands with them, but guess what? Bush is not only a member of the royal family, you know, tied to the Windsors and the Habsburgs, German royalty, but he was holding hands with the royal families of, guess what, Saudi Arabia. That is what? A kingdom. And what did we attack? We attacked Iraq. That was a country that was serving itself under a system of self-governance and was a republic. Think about it. Think about what's going on. What is Iran? Iran is a republic. Think about what they did in World War II. They used Germany to split us. They took the United States, one of the largest republics at the time, and pitted us against what? Another republic. And you can call it communist or whatever, but the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics was a republic. And they used the kingdoms, the royal families, pitted a republic against another republic to impoverish us and take us both down.
Yep,
think about it.
Yes, I have been thinking a lot about things.
Well, it doesn't make sense. You know, it is the battle of kingdoms and royal families versus the people and republics.
And now we're being taken down financially.
From within. But this goes, it's biblical, because think about it. They talk about in the Bible about the army of the dead rising in the last days, right? What is the army of the dead?
Must be talking about me and other veterans.
No. It's money. It's fiat currency. It's dead presidents. It is money. It is fiat currency, because all that money, that, you know, really, if you really start thinking about it and looking at it, that money represents the labor, the wealth of a bunch of dead people. It's not just having the dead people on the currency, you know, a bunch of dead presidents. It's that money, it's not gold, it's not silver, it's not some kind of a semi-precious commodity in your pocket that you can exchange for or carry on trade, commerce, trade, transportation. It literally has become a way to suck away money and real wealth from people. Because it's not a credit instrument, it's a debt instrument.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yep, going to the whole Federal Reserve System. And they use the currency as a means to take down the republic. And if you look at the gold standard, the Wizard of Oz was a parable, an allegory about the gold standard. That's what the Yellow Brick Road is.
I know.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to pull that curtain away.
Well, and that's what, but, and this is where we could use a lot of help, because people are waking up, is to focus on something like the Coast Guard and Homeland Security, because they've taken military law, fractured it, and moved it out of the Department of Defense into Homeland Security, used the Coast Guard to do it, because the Coast Guard is trained on the UCMJ. In the event of a declared war, if they're moved into the Department of Defense under the Navy, they would know the codes of conduct that they would then come under. They don't normally come under the UCMJ. But the Coast Guard has been training its people for so long on the UCMJ, it has voluntarily taken on the UCMJ, and they've used this gray area, even though the Coast Guard is supposed to be a civil service agency and its people coming under the Administrative Procedure Act, which is for civil service personnel. They've used this training and this whole thing to basically move military law, Title 10, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, out of the Department of Defense, out of the auspices of the Secretary of Defense, out of the Pentagon, out of the control of the Joint Chiefs, out of the control of the Secretary of Navy and Secretary of Army and others, and into Homeland Security, where the Commandant, the Admiral in charge of this branch of military of about 50 to 60,000 personnel, answers directly to the President. Think about that.
I thought they were supposed to answer to the Congress.
Well, no, but they're supposed to have a long chain of civilian secretaries and other personnel between the President, not only to protect the office, because if the Commandant does anything, it's a short jump to the President, and all of a sudden we have a national scandal to where, you know, you can take out and fire the Secretary of Defense or remove him. There's a lot of reasons that this is done, but it's also to protect the President, so that the President and his staff and or the cabinet are never in the presence of military officers. They are only in the presence of the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of the Navy, the Secretary of Homeland Security and or what should be the Secretary of the Coast Guard, and that they are never in the same room together with a military officer in uniform, because the president is a civilian and he is supposed to keep that bright line of separation between the civilians and the military and make it absolute. They can shake, they can do it in public, but they're not supposed to be meeting in private with the military or the military leaders. That goes to a military dictatorship.
But he is the commander-in-chief.
But he's a civilian. He is the commander-in-chief as a civilian. If he ever puts on a uniform like George Bush did, that's a sure sign of a military dictatorship and a banana republic.
I didn't realize he put on a uniform. I knew he was in the Navy.
No, when he flew out to do that mission accomplished, he actually put on a military jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah.
He's supposed to have a presidential jumpsuit that's made just for the president as a civilian.
Oh, okay.
That's the separation is supposed to be so bold, so clear, and they've muddied these waters. Hold on real quick, because I want to mention one more thing. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Here's another example real quick of what Bush did. And Bush is German. King George III was German. Bush was trying to set up a feudal system, a kingdom here in the United States, and marry everything under the executive branch. That's a kingdom. When General Hayden was taken out of active service in the military and made head of the CIA and told that he could keep his uniform, that is such a breach of constitutional principles, as outlined in the case of Reed versus Covert, 1957, to where the civilians shall always be in control of the military, and the military shall never have jurisdiction or authority over civilians, period. And this concept has been overturned, and I would ask people to go review on Wikipedia from the Roman Empire, the Rubicon, and what that was all about. You can find it on Wikipedia. Mike, go ahead real quick. I want to get to Leo before the end of the show.
I want to ask you what you think about the president wanting to put 400,000 boots on the ground in NORTHCOM. And they're talking about somehow or another they can get away with doing this using Marines rather than the Army for some reason. I don't understand, and I'd like to know what you think about this.
Well, because they're doing it under admiralty. The president is given authority under admiralty, which is in control of the naval forces, and the Marine Corps is part of the naval forces, but they're like infantry. They're military for the Navy. You know, they go ashore. They're trying to do this under the control of admiralty, which is constitutional, and use the Marine Corps rather than the military, because the military is really and legitimately owned and controlled by Article 1, which is Congress. They've done the same thing in shooting down the satellite. I think it was a Chinese satellite that was plummeting to Earth. They used the Navy and a naval vessel to shoot down the satellite so as to claim jurisdiction under admiralty of space. This is going on across the board, and they're using admiralty, which is a executive prerogative. And the reason the president is given this prerogative is to repel an invasion, period, to defend the country until Congress can meet and convene, raise an army, raise the money, and put, you know, men in boots and defend the country and repel an invasion. And instead, they're using this basically to attack our own country, attack the republic, take down the rule of law, the Constitution, and to get around posse comitatus and to actually turn our military against our own people. Think of what the Coast Guard is doing in Homeland Security. They've taken military law. They're saying that the Coast Guard now comes under the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, Title 10, which is supposed to be the purview of Pentagon DOD only, but comes under this in the Department of Homeland Security, but not under the control of the Pentagon. So they're operating under military law in Homeland Security right now. That is a military dictatorship, Bush or Obama. I'm sorry. These are the kind of things that they should be pushing back on and saying, no, we don't do that. Sorry. No, it's bad news, because what they want to do, and all of this gets into the merger of Canada, United States, and Mexico into one super state like the European Union, and to unend or to end the Constitutional Republic and to form, like I read from you from that book from Philip Bobbitt, a new constitutional order.
Whether we like it or not.
Right, exactly. No, and that's, you know, for what you went through in Vietnam and service, and for all the buddies that you lost and people that you saw die, and what we did to that country and its people as well. You know, John F. Kennedy, an earlier caller called in about Kennedy. Kennedy ordered the assassination of President Diem of Vietnam. So it wasn't, you can spread out the blame on Johnson and Kennedy and Nixon, but there was a lot more, and even people like Kennedy, who did the 1963 speech on secret societies, was just as much involved in that as anyone else. Sorry, Leo. Mike, thanks. That's the end of the show. Leo, call in next week. Sorry, man.
With recent